This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next-level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next-level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever looked through a bag of grass clippings looking for a four-leaf clover, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
College football, full circle.
Washington 19, Brown on the RPO, hands it off to Dye. Dye cuts it north-south, touchdown Oregon!
All right, here we go. College football, full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Joined as always by the encyclopedia of college football that is Go for the Two, Joe Lisi. What's up, Joe? How are you?
I'm doing well. It's real now, Carver, right? Now we start getting into a game week here. This is what it's all about. It's starting to get a little crisp. I'm starting to have my coffee. I'm amped up here for the weekend. Did terrible, absolutely horrible with my Mac picks. You're on fire. I'm going to give you all the praise. You're on fire. Carver on 5-1. Carver's specials now. 5-1, my double daily special. Listen, I don't win this weekend, you get the rest of the season free and two free pizzas.
This is happened. You know what happened here. And yes, I went 5-1 with the Mac the last two nights. But honestly, Joe, we said this last Thursday when I talked about last week games. I go, Joe, I'm not even digging into it next week. I'm blind betting
all six overs. That's the right approach.
Yeah, no, I know. And that's what I did. I didn't do any research on these Mac games. I didn't sit there going, well, the last four times Bowling Green and Toledo played, they played it. I did nothing.
Are you taking a shot at me there?
I am not taking a shot at you. I am saying I do the same thing as you. When I'm about to play a game, I like to look at a couple of different factors when I am playing that game. Past performance, history against each other, the last few weeks, games that the teams have played. I like to look at a lot of things.
Right.
For these MAC games this week, I didn't look at a thing, Joe.
No,
I just said, I'm blind betting them. I'm taking all six overs. I was hoping, hey, give me 3-3, 4-2, good week. Ends up going 5-1. It looks great. Of course, I'm thrilled. The account gets a little bit heavier. That's awesome, and I love that. And now next week, Joe, you know it'll happen. They're going to move those lines up next week. Next week, those MAC lines with 5 out of 6 overs hitting this week, they're going to creep those things even higher. And hey, you know, we'll see what we're going to do again. I'm doing it again. Every week now. I'm going to blind bet them all again next week, too.
Well, partner, you did a great job. And kudos to you. I'm glad that one of us won, to be honest with you. And I see it now. I see you at, like, at the supermarket like pre 12 o'clock, right? You're not working Saturday. You got the baby in like the little harness in front of you. The baby's got cash coming out in the front from all the Mac overs. Yeah, get the peas. Get the mushrooms. We're eating the God. Put some shrimp scampi on the. We're eating that. Say, yeah, whatever. The 2-for-1. Yeah, put it on the cart. I love it.
But listen, honestly, Joe, I know that you got a little screwed. You were more into these games than I was. I was just looking for points. Didn't care anything else was going on. You're not happy with Kent State today. I know that they bothered you a lot last night.
How about Ball State and Drew Plitt?
Ugly.
Rocky Lombardi did it again. The kid
did, and the Huskies and the kid. How about the kid on the Huskies going? You know, after he kicked the field goal, I love the passion of college football, Joe. The kid, I'm surprised they didn't give him a taunting penalty. I'm surprised they didn't give him a flag when he was running off the field. The kicker for Northern Illinois.
All 30 people in the Northern saw that, right? All 30. But did you see that when they showed the touchdown run and everything? They go to the stands.
Yeah, it wasn't. Tickets were available last night, Joe, as they like to say. There was plenty of tickets in DeKalb last night for that game. So another week of action is in the books, Joe. We win some, we lose some. We'll see how it goes next week as well. We do have a big football game tonight in the ACC with North Carolina visiting the ketchup bottle to take on the Pitt Panthers, who, of course, still have the inside track to represent the Coastal in the ACC title game. It's been 6.5 all week. We're still sitting there. The total did come down a point, Joe. It was 72.5 yesterday, down to 71.5 now. I do like this under tonight, Joe. I think this is an under game. A little cold weather. I think some run game here, but not explosive run game like we've seen like in the North Carolina Wake game. I think we get... You know, maybe they get in the low 30s, Joe, but I think 71.5 is a very large number tonight.
Yeah. Now, is this true? I'm looking at the weather report for Pittsburgh tonight, okay? And I'm looking at it. It's got like 45. Is that right?
It's probably going to be cold there tonight. I would guess. I would gather so. If you want, I can check as well if you'd like me to get you a weather report.
I told you, I'm concerned. 47 tonight, so no rain.
But what about the wind? Any wind?
I don't know. Hang on. Let me stick out my finger. Winds from the northeast coming in from the Carolinas.
Honestly, Joe, we got 10 to 13 mile an hour winds, and they say
that's
rain
not
after
a lot.
10. Listen to me. Rain after 10 o'clock. So second half, maybe, or late in the second half, we could get some drizzle, rain coming in. We'll talk a little bit more about this when we come back here. College football full circle. We're just getting going. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. We'll dive into North Carolina and Pitt tonight's big game right after this on the grid.
Sports Professor Rick Caro inside the $1.3 trillion business of sports with your daily numbers game. Big week for Novak Djokovic, wins his 37th Masters title. Big accomplishments off the court as well. First, he stays one ahead of his...
This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
big-time rivals. We know that's going to go on for a number of years. Second, he settles the score potentially, even though he doesn't say it, Medvedev, who beat him in straight sets at the U.S. Open, stopping his Golden Slam opportunity. Third, his kids get to watch his win and his family together, he says is really important. And fourth, he ends up number one in the world. All of his endorsements, all of his marketability is there. Notwithstanding a couple of issues, he is clearly the number one tennis superstar endorser on and off the court. Sports Professor Rick Haro, Sports News Minute, Daily Numbers Game.
You may or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever taken a hoof to the head prying a shoe off a horse, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159. All right, Joe. North Carolina and Pittsburgh tonight, like we mentioned. Ketchup bottle. Heinz Field in PA. Going to be about 40 tonight. Maybe some rain in the second half. 10 to 13 mile an hour winds. Minus 6.5 for the Panthers. Kenny Pickett, your boy. I mean, 347.5, the passing yardage prop for Kenny Pickett tonight, Joe. 350. He get that in his sleep, baby. Let's go.
This game is going to just pull at every emotion. I really believe the offensive line is a concern for North Carolina tonight. I have to. Are you on the other side? It doesn't matter. I don't love it, but I like Pittsburgh tonight.
Yeah, I do too, Joe. I think that if I had on the side department, I like the Panthers. I think that they had their bad loss at home a couple weeks ago. Listen, they had their bad loss, their worst loss on the Western Michigan to start the year, and they lose a game to Miami in conference a couple weeks ago at home. You'd think that there'd be some wake up calls here. North Carolina coming off a big emotional win at home against a rival. Now having to go on the road on a short week. I think that this is a good spot for Pitt tonight, Joe.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, quarterbacks you would think are equal, you know, even though Howell's had a down year. A majority of that has been because of lack of playmakers and the offensive line hasn't protected him. So I go down to the trenches in this ball game. All things being equal, can North Carolina run the football on Pitt? I don't know if they're going to have as much success, obviously, as Wake did, as they did against Wake. And that's the biggest thing. They need balance to take the pressure off the offensive line, especially in critical third down situations. This game is going to be won or lost on turnovers and third downs. Now, Miami was able to stay in manageable third downs. They had home run hitters. Jalen Knighton had a big day when Van Dyke blew up for 400 against Pitt. I know Ty Chandler's hot, but I just don't have enough confidence in the offensive line for North Carolina, and that's why I lean to Pittsburgh. Do not love this pick, though, in any capacity.
Ty Chandler, 86.5 tonight.
Ooh, that's high.
Especially because of the game he just had against Wake, which is why.
Not only that, if there's going to be precipitation in the second half, Pitt's going to say, okay, we're stacking the box, your offensive line is suspect, and we're going to get to you no matter what. And that's the one concern I have. And yeah, Howell's mobile, but Pickett is more mobile, right? He's shown a better ability to break, contain, and make plays. Howell gets a little rattled when he breaks contain. He gets a little like deer in the headlights. Remember when he broke contain against Virginia Tech?
Yeah, no good.
He cost him the game. He threw the ball. It was like terrible.
Yeah, he did an awful job. I'm not going to disagree with you.
They have over 30 sacks, 31 sacks allowed heading into that game against Wake. And Wake's front seven was not elite. Pittsburgh's front seven, over the course of the last 4 or 5 years, they've had as dominant statistical defense under Narduzzi sack-wise as Clemson has over the past 4 years. So they've put it up.
Right.
From a front seven perspective. So that's my assessment. Games are won or lost in the trenches. I'm going with Pitt, although they've bitten me before. Again, on record, Pittsburgh, but don't love it.
And don't remember, the last 2 years with Howell and UNC, they haven't been good in primetime games, Joe. In fact, in the big spotlight games, they have not been good at all. You look at a couple this year, obviously losing Notre Dame, opening week against Virginia Tech.
That's a primetime game.
Last year, when they got into the top five, when they went on the road to Florida State, they've had some spots where when they're in the national spotlight, they don't show. I like Pitt in the under tonight, Joe. I think that's -6.5 and the under 71.5. I think that's a good spot. Let's be a Joe on the same page here. Let's go to get things cooking for week number 11 in college football.
To your point about North Carolina, they've Peter McNeely'd primetime, if anybody remembers that tomato can against Tyson.
Peter McNeely. Yes, of course. Of course. All right, let's get back into going through this weekend's card. Now, yesterday we were doing the games that had the most to do with the college football playoff rankings. There was only one that we finished off the show, Joe, that we didn't get to. So I want to start there today because I don't want to leave that team out in the cold, even though we'll talk about them, obviously, tomorrow to finish up the week. And that's Oregon, Joe, who is now in the 3 slot of the college football rankings, and they are playing in our favorite time slot this weekend, which is always the 10 or 10:30 p.m. Eastern bailout blowout special at home against the Washington State Cougars, just under 2 touchdowns here, -13.5. We know this, Joe. The Ducks have been dreadful at covering spreads this year. I mean, absolutely dreadful. In fact, I had a good I want to bring this up for you here.
Nugget? You had a nugget for me?
I had a good nugget for you, if you want to call it that. I got a little bit of a nugget for you, if you give me a moment to bring it up. I had the ATS records of all the teams in the top 10 of the college football playoff. I got to scroll down to it.
Nice little nugget you brought out there.
Yes, I did have a little something for you. Here you go. So of all the teams in the top 10, Oregon 3-6 against the spread this year, Joe.
Okay.
So they have not been good at covering these big lines.
They are coming off a cover, right, against
they
Washington.
Are. They did get a cover against Washington. Shorter line, remember that, under 10. The spreads that have been over 10 for Oregon this year have been very dicey for them. Washington State has been spunky this year, Joe. They've been pretty good. They're going on the road here to Autzen. Is this a little bit too much maybe for Oregon to cover?
No, I mean, they've won 2 straight in series. I mean, Washington State's a great feel-good story after they got rid of Rolovich, right? They covered against BYU, pulled out a win. I can't back Washington State here. Max Borgie. Remember Max Borgie? They're still a finesse team, Washington State. And they're playing better. They lost 43-29. I just can't see Oregon, after they got through that rivalry game and knowing what's ahead. Now, it is a sandwich spot with Utah on deck.
Yeah.
So, you see, this is what people need to understand. If it was me, right, I'm not betting this game because of that potential. I don't know what I'm going to get. When I have 18 and 19 and 20-year-old kids, that's one of the factors. Could they step up? Yeah. Do I expect them from me breaking this game down? Yes. But would I bet it? No, because there is a potential look ahead with Utah on deck.
No question about that, which is going to be, potentially 2 games with Utah in 3 weeks for Oregon. So I could absolutely see, Joe, maybe a little bit of a look ahead spot for the Ducks, I can't do it. They've burned me a couple times this year, whether it was the Cal game, the Stanford game. I just can't keep going to Oregon in these spots, despite the fact that they're in the top 4. And you know this also, Joe. Everybody's going to pound Oregon this week. You know they're pounding Oregon. In the top 4, playing a bad team.
Yep.
That's what's going to happen.
When they do cover these spreads, it's like ugly covers. It's
right.
Like Clemson. Like Clemson was terrible against the spread, right? Then they play Florida State, they're laying 9.5. Look at how they cover that game. And then I jump on them last week, laying 3.5, and they're losing the whole game. Cunningham gets hurt. They're up by 6, and I need a goal line stand to cover. Same thing with Oregon. They covered that game. They were trailing 10-3.
This is the kind of game, Joe, where I could see Oregon being up like in midway through the fourth quarter, like 20-13, and they get some late touchdown to maybe cover this, some ugly late touchdown on like a scoop and score or something like that, Joe. Like, it just feels like it's not going to be a blowout. Washington State's going to be in this thing for a while, and Oregon may cover, but it's going to be late. All right, College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Come back, more games to roll through for Saturday right here on the grid. We're back after this.
Sports Grid, we don't have...
From the City of Angels to the Big Apple, Shake It Up with Pharrell Coast to Coast.
Shake it up, some dude, but all my friends that come around, flat to
with party, your yep. host, the one and only Scott Pharrell.
Coast to coast in the biggest way possible, hanging out.
Covering every sport, every league, every single weekday. And Scott's got an opinion on all
Get that
of
guy
them.
A cold beer. I mean, that he's telling it exactly like it is.
Jump on the Coast to Coast bandwagon with America's most engaging sports personality.
Because we all love to bet on everything.
Regular contributors, including NFL insider Adam Kaplan, the pro football doc, Dr. David Chow, NBA Radio's Rick Kamla, Bleacher Report MLB Insider Scott Miller, the sports professor Rick Harrow, USA Today's Bob Nightingale.
Every game, every story, every injury, everything you need to know.
Join the Pharrell Coast to Coast party every weekday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern, 1 to 3 Pacific, only on Sports Grid.
This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You may or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever gotten rabies from trying to get a fresh rabbit's foot, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we're back. College Football Full Circle right here on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. All right, Joe, let's rock here, baby. I think we'll save some of the bigger games for tomorrow. We like to do that to end the week when we do our picks.
There's a lot of big games.
There are a lot of big games, and we mentioned a lot of them yesterday and just now with Oregon in terms of teams that are in the top 10 for the playoff, etc. But there are some other games of note this week. Let's start at the noon Eastern kickoff window on Saturday, Joe. West Virginia visits the Little Apple, Manhattan, Kansas, to take on the Wildcats. Kansas State -6.5 here. I got to tell you, Joe, I kind of like the Mountaineers getting some points in this spot.
Me too. Now, they did not look good against an elite defense against Oklahoma State.
No, they did not.
They did not. And Jared Daigie is like he. I'm trying to think of who Jarrett Diggy, and I was a big backer of Jarrett Diggy, the former Bowling Green quarterback. I thought he had great potential, but he is so turnover prone, and he has regressed in this offense with Neil Brown. Now, they're not that great of a road team, West Virginia. They got blown out by Baylor. They were 0-3 in conference, 0-3 on the road. Then they went on the road to TCU. Patterson was dead man walking, right? And they beat them by 12. I like West Virginia here because of their front seven. I'm not sold on Skylar Thompson. I'm not sold on Deuce Vaughn. You're going to give us 6.5 on the road. Plus, they're wearing the white jerseys with maybe the yellow pants. They're going to wear the yellow pants on the road?
Can we get the yellow pants? That's a nice pant. You love getting worked up about what they're going to wear. Can we go back old school?
I'm all about the uniforms. I'm all about Jerry Rice, okay? Old school, right? Flash 80. You play the way you look. You look like a bum. You look like, you know, you can't put it together. There you go. You lose and you don't even cover, all right? At the end of the day, let's look a little sharp. Let's break out the old Amos Zeroway paint. Let's go black jerseys.
Amos,
even though we're on the
Pride of Long Island right there.
Exactly.
Pride of Long Island.
And let me tell you something. I met him at the Boomer Esiason game back in like 2016.
Oh, the Empire game? Whatever they used to call that?
Yeah,
the Empire Classic?
Right. At Hofstra. He's got arms like bowling balls. Let me tell you. His biceps are like bink, bink. It's like, hey, Amos, all right. I mean, that's why I loved him back in the day. Yeah. I love those short running backs, Bieniemy, Amos Zeroway, you know, Carlos Snow. Yeah, back in the day. Carlos Snow, Cape High School, Cincinnati, one of the best all-time recruits for Earl Bruce. But I'm going off the beaten path. Anyway, let's just talk about this game. I like the front seven. I think they'll keep them in it. And at the end of the day, I think Klieman versus Brown, it's an even matchup. I'm not sold. Even though K-State wins these games, they might win, but it could be like a 1-2-point game. Give me the 6.5 on the road.
Yeah, I'm with you, Joe. I kind of like the 6.5 on the road, too. Man, we're together on too many things already here. We got to start going the other way here.
I guarantee you. We'll definitely be in the major games. We'll be off.
Probably. Let's go to this next one. Mississippi State, who lost a tough one to Arkansas last week, now goes on the road to Auburn, who also lost a tough one to Texas A&M. A tough one as in they didn't move the football all day on offense. They were awful. -5.5 for the Tigers against the Bulldogs. 49.5 the total. I actually like Mike Leach and Mississippi State getting 5.5 here, Joe.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
I think you're in my lab. You know I put the video out.
I didn't watch it because I don't like to know what you have before
I know,
Friday.
I don't like to do that, too. They're like, oh, you know. All right, so I do like Miss State, too. Now, I was against them last week with Arkansas, and Will Rogers, they were down 13-0. They clawed their way back, and I remember I told you Mike Leach, he threw the kid right under the bus, the kid Ruiz. He misses two field goals. He goes, well, that's it. We're taking anybody on. We'll take an eighth grader, ninth grader. As long as you can kick and you get cleared with a physical, you basically can make the team. We need a kicker. So I like this game because of two factors. I think the defensive front can contain Bo Nix and Tank Bigsby. I don't know if they're going to be able to run. This is a very underrated front seven in Mississippi State. Okay, entering that game last week, giving up around 92 rushing yards per game. They got wore down by K.J. Jefferson, but still, this is Auburn we're talking about. And great third down defense. Holding opposing offenses to like 35%, I'll take that. I have the better quarterback. I think Rodgers is better than Bo Nix. He put up 417 on a very good secondary in Arkansas. Even though Auburn's won the last three games in the series, I like Miss State. I think they win the ball game outright.
I'm with you. I think they can absolutely win the ball game outright as well. Me and Lisey, geez, we got to go. We got to get opposite sides here at some point. We got to find something here. I think I might find one that will go on opposite sides. Here we go.
Yeah.
People are going to start talking about Houston in the American, Joe, because they're now 8-1 overall and 6-0 in the conference. And right now, Joe, you know, they don't play Cincinnati in the regular season. We're looking to maybe get a Houston-Cincinnati, both of them undefeated in the American showdown in that title game. And actually, that'll be kind of spicy for Cincy
because they need a big matchup against somebody good at some point here. This week, though, Houston is going on the road to Temple. They go down to Philadelphia, where they are 24.5-point road favorites. Now, last week they went to Tampa, Joe, and played a very wild and crazy game with Jeff Scott and the Bulls. Lots of kickoff returns, lots of points. 24.5 spread, 54.5 total in Temple.
You're going to laugh. I'm taking Temple with the points here.
Okay.
I think the weather will be a factor, a little cooler. I think the fact that Houston came off another emotional win, they trailed for much of that game against South Florida. Now, they rushed for 261 on them in that ballgame. And I know Temple sucks. I got that. But this is in Lincoln Financial. They have an opportunity. They play better for some reason at home than they do on the road, meaning this is not an elite team. We're not talking Jeff Collins and Matt Rhule, okay? We're talking, you know, mediocre Temple. But at catching 24.5, what a potential look ahead for Houston, I like Temple in this matchup. Not to win the game, but to cover 24.5. I think they're going to be in this ball game much of the day, well within the number. Don't be shocked.
Well, here's the thing to remember about Houston as you're looking at this very large 24.5 number. Only one of these six conference games, Joe, did they blow anybody out. They beat Tulsa 45-10. But other than that, they played an 8-point game with Navy. They played an 18-point game with Tulane, a 7-point game with East Carolina, a 7-point game with SMU, a 12-point game with South Florida. They're not blowing anybody out by 20-plus in conference play this year, Joe. And you're right, going on the road, an early kick, maybe a little bit of weather that day. I do think over 24 here with 24.5, Temple could be a very live play. And they've been okay at home this year. Remember that they beat Memphis outright? They've had some moments down there at Lincoln Financial. So, Joe, I'm going to say it again. We're both on Temple plus 24.5.
I thought you said that we were going to disagree on this. And then, plus, I got to throw in the Holgorsen factor, which I can't stand him. But he's out coaching, he's out coaching himself. I'll give him all the credit. I was dead wrong at the start of the year with Holgorsen. Even though I was right against Texas Tech, you remember that? I took him in the second half when they were down 21-7. Right? Remember that was when I was tweeting you week number one. They won that ball game. That was their only loss.
Yeah, no doubt. But they're back in the mix, undefeated in the American. They're going to have a chance maybe if they can get through this to play Cincinnati in the title game. And they'll have a lot of eyes on them in that one, that's for sure. Wisconsin, Joe, now in the driver's seat to win the Big Ten West. They are at home against Northwestern, who actually did cover against Iowa last week. This week, also another 24.5 point spread. Now, Wisconsin, Joe, I saw this morning. Did they lose Malusi here? Did I get the running back I saw Chris say? Yeah. He's out,
Does it matter, though? Does it matter?
You're right. It probably doesn't matter. Northwestern's really bad, but that's a big number for two teams that play very archaic offenses, Joe. That's a big number.
Yes, and Northwestern typically, right, covers these lines against Wisconsin. Right. Now, Wisconsin dismantled Rutgers because Rutgers' offense couldn't get going against that front seven. So do we believe that Northwestern can move the football against Wisconsin in this ballgame? That's the question that I have. It's Fitzgerald. I like Fitzgerald over Chris. You know that. And Northwestern won this ballgame last year 17-7. 2 years ago, they lost 24-15 in Madison. I believe they were catching 18.5, maybe a little lower. Yeah. I think they were catching definitely catching double digits. That's where Wisconsin returned they had a pick six. The linebacker returned it, but Northwestern was terrible that year. They were one of the worst passing offenses in all of FBS. They were averaging like 121 yards a game. They were catching like 14.5, 15, I forget, but they covered that line, lost by 9. So they play them well. Do we believe that Wisconsin's turned the corner here? I don't. I would take the points. But again,
I think they win the game, but I like the points too, Joe.
I'm not taking this game.
I think I might. I actually think the 24.5 is a and look at the total, 40.5. So you can give me 24.5 and a 40.5. This is like a Wetzel spot here, Joe.
I know.
You know, this is one of these Wetzel. Well, if you take the 24.5 and you play the over, you're bound to split at least, right? Isn't that how Wetzel looks?
he goes, yeah, you does he, right? He goes, yeah, you take the underdog, you take the over, and you can't lose, right? And
I'm you're like, going to well, get
Scott,
one of them. You
right? And I'm like, well, Scott, what happens if they only score 10 points? And, you know, he's like, oh, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, they lose. College football full circle. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159. We'll come back. Take a look at more of these games on Saturday. Including-
this message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Jim Mora Jr., getting the job at UConn, Joe. Talk about it when we come back.
Pro football full circle.
I'm going to make a case here, Joe, that our beloved Miami Dolphins can still make the postseason. Believe
it
or not.
No, you're not.
Starts.
Are
yes,
you really?
Yes.
Then what you should do, Scott, what I recommend, is that all that money that you're hiding under the mattress from the wife, just back up the truck and take it to FanDuel, because they're going to give you 36-1 odds.
Catch Pro Football Full Circle weekdays, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on the home of the Winning Edge, the Sports Grid Radio Network. You may or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever been hospitalized after driving off the road while wishing on a shooting star, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we are back. College football full circle. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM channel 159. All right, Joe. Syracuse visits Malik Cunningham in Louisville this week. Now, I like this because Syracuse is back to the spot where they were very profitable for people this year, which was getting points, just over a field goal on the road. Louisville coming off a tough loss against Clemson last week. 55.5 is the total. I know that you've been on Louisville a lot this year, Joe. Will that continue on Saturday against the Cuse?
Yes. Now, I was off them last week. That's a programming note. We need to let our listeners know.
Yes.
And I was like, here we go. The one time I'm off them, and they're gonna screw me, right? And thankfully, Malik Cunningham slipped. I don't know what he was doing in the fourth quarter on fourth down, but thankfully he slipped and Clemson hung on. Now, his health does concern me in this ballgame, because you have a team in Syracuse 5-4, Louisville 4-5. Both teams fighting for bowl contention. Louisville needs to win two games out of the last three. Dino Babers needs one. It all points to Syracuse, but I like Louisville here. They've played much better at home. They could pound the rock, ran it against Clemson last week. Opportunistic defense. I'm not sold on Syracuse's offense on the road here. I'm really not. Only thing that scares me is that Louisville, how they lost, but I would lay it here. I would lay it.
I will tell you this. Syracuse has the best against the spread record in college football this year. 8-1. Okay. I don't care. I know, Joe. I'm letting you know. I'm giving you a nugget here. Syracuse 8-1 ATS this year. Them and my Roadrunners of Texas San Antonio, both 8-1 against the spread, which is the best in college football this season. So I do have to tell you that when I also tell you that I like Syracuse getting the 3.5 this week. So I have to tell
like,
you that.
Is that like your point counterpoint? Like you hammered it home.
I'm playing the number here, Joe. This is one of these instances where I'm just playing the number. Syracuse getting points. They're 8-1 against the spread. I don't think Louisville's been that impressive. They got a quarterback that could be banged up. I'm just gonna gamble that they're going to go to 9-1 against the spread. That's where I'm gonna
look up if Cunningham is banged up, because he was really hurt in that game.
Yes.
Expected back at practice 2 days ago.
Well,
expected to play 3 days ago. That's what we're seeing. That don't mean anything though. You know that. That's what they tell you, and then you bet on Louisville, and all of a sudden, come game time, we have number 6 in there, the backup.
I think that this is something that maybe tomorrow, before, we'll have a little bit more clarity on it. Now, this is an early kickoff too, Joe. This is a noon Eastern kickoff. So we're going to know early in the morning what the situation is. When you're doing college football today with Wetzel, you should know what's going on with Cunningham before that game starts, and if you want to jump in. Because you got to imagine if he's banged up or doesn't play, Joe, that line's going to move.
That line will move to Pick'em at least.
I would think so too. I think it's probably at least, you're right, probably in the Pick'em area if that does happen. But I'm going to get Syracuse now with the 3.5 just in case that situation does arise. I would not like them at a Pick'em. I do like them getting 3.5 though. I think that that's a good spot for Cuse. This next one, you mentioned Clemson. They are at home. They have UConn coming in, Joe. 40.5, and we do have some UConn news today, Joe.
Yes.
As they have a new head coach, who, of course, he won't be on the sideline this week, but he's going to be the head coach starting next season and right now start recruiting, etc. And that is Jim Mora Jr. I guess he ran through all that $12 million he got from UCLA when they bought him out in 2017, Joe. How about Jim Mora getting back on the sideline?
Playoffs? That was his father. Playoffs?
His father, yes.
Right now. It is ironic, though. What did he lead UCLA? I got to double check. 3 10 win seasons with Brett Hundley?
Yeah. He wasn't, that was another one of those situations where
he couldn't get him over the hump. That was the problem.
Right. 46-30 record at UCLA, 4 bowls in 6 seasons. He, of course, also spent 4 years as the coach of the Atlanta Falcons and the Seahawks in the NFL.
Now, he did play in the Sun Bowl against Va Tech in Brett Hundley's last.
I remember that game.
Yeah, he killed them. I believe he killed them in that matchup, if I'm not mistaken. But I'm going to go back. Here's the thing. I think he's a good hire because they need a blue-collar coach. Obviously, Randy Edsall, the Hamburglar, taking the checks and just eating his way out of there. Right? I mean, come on. Yeah, don't worry. I'll build it back up to where I made it, right? Oh, man. When he had that crew back in 2007 and he led that team to the Fiesta Bowl against Oklahoma and he left them high and dry for Maryland, Jordan Todman and that group, remember that?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yes, that was awful. Absolutely awful. Listen, this is a very big job that he's taking on, Joe. You're an independent. You're awful. You got no players. You talk about a lot of work. Jim Mora Jr.'s got a lot of work ahead of him.
There's no foundation there?
There's no foundation there. But let's talk about the team this week because they're going to Clemson. And here's the situation, Joe. Clemson, as we know, has been offensively challenged all year long. It has been very hard for them to score points. And they have an absolute tomato can coming into Death Valley on Saturday. And I got a feeling, Joe, like you mentioned this, I think, the other day, Dabo's probably already talking it up. All right, guys, we're going to let it all out on Saturday. It's been a frustrating year. This has not been typical Clemson football, but we're going to put the whooping on the tomato can on Saturday here at home.
Yeah, this has got, I think it's got Glass Joe written all over it. You know, like,
they might score 70 or 80. They might score 70 or 80.
56-0 in the first, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if UConn wins this game?
No.
It would be a much.
No, I can't imagine it, right? To be quite honest. I mean, no.
You know. How about this? Are we afraid that Clemson's looking ahead to Wake Forest? Would Clemson look ahead to this game?
No. No.
They've had
such a bad year, Joe. Dabo is going to absolutely... This has to be the week that we lay it down on somebody.
See, I agree. And if you're like, you see, this is what I don't understand. If you're like a running back, especially with NIL deals and you know, players getting paid now, it's like an opportunity. Like, you got a tomato can. I could rush for like 9.3 yards per carry and pad my stats. Like that, like you, I think players would look at it like that. But, you know, the letdown in college is like, no big deal. It's UConn. We could, you know, we'll go out there in our boxers and we'll win. You know, yeah, we have our velvet robe on, right? That it's got DS on it for Dabo. Can you see him with the black robe with like the gold, like that? You get it, like, you know, the hotels in Vegas and Atlantic City, Caesars. He's got tassels out, and he comes out like a DS on both chest, D on the left, and it's just funny. I can see it.
Early kickoff in Tucson on Saturday. This is a 2 East kick. Utah visits Arizona. Now, Arizona, of course, snapped the 20-game losing streak last week, the win over Cal. This week, they have a Utah team coming in that just completely pulverized Stanford. 24.5 is the number for Utah. Could maybe a little sleepy with the early kick, Joe.
Yeah, and the fact that we know that they're not a good road team, right? So,
well, yeah. I thought that, too, last week in Palo Alto.
Well, it's back-to-back road games for them. No, but how about this? Back-to-back road games, Arizona playing a little bit better. Does Arizona wear the all-blues? That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, that's. I hope they at least look good on the screen, that's for sure. As long as they look good.
But I'm just saying that we have a look-ahead with Oregon. You know, do they want to show so much? That would be a concern. I would lean to Arizona here. The fact that I think the public is going to look at this game, oh, they put up 52 against Stanford, and Stanford's still a public team for the most part.
Yes.
And then they're like, it's Arizona, 1-8. We'll lay it with Utah. I would take the points.
Utah, 4-5 against the number this year. Arizona, 5-4 against the number this year. It is a big number. I might take the points, too, with the early kick.
I don't love it, though.
Tucson. I don't love it either. It's probably not a game I'm going to play, but I lean to Arizona in this one. I saw that Coastal Joe might not have Grayson McCall on Saturday. I saw Chadwell say, listen, if he's going to get injured long term, we're not going to play him. I think that's why we now see Coastal -10.5 against Georgia State at home. Because usually at home, Joe, I don't care who they're playing in that conference, unless it's, you know, App State or Lafayette. I mean, they're usually laying a very heavy number, only 10.5. That tells you there they don't think McCall's going to play.
And the total's 51.5, which right. You love betting the Coastal team total.
Yeah.
Right? Which is in the high 30s for the
usually,
most part.
Usually it is, yes. So, it won't be this week.
Well, I'm assuming it's the senior Carpenter that's coming in for him.
Probably.
Did they
say?
I've
not seen yet who's going to start if he does.
So, I mean, you're talking about a senior quarterback, right? So that's good.
Well, can the Great Coastal, even without their quarterback, can they cover 10.5 against Georgia State?
Yeah. Now, Georgia State is also the team that pushed TJ Finley and Auburn to the limit earlier, right?
Right. And they didn't play badly against Lafayette a couple Thursdays ago.
They covered that line.
They did.
They didn't win, though.
They
lost
did not win, but they covered the 14. They
but
covered
their
the 14
defense is terrible. That's, I mean, well.
It wasn't terrible that night.
I know. Let's think about this.
I don't think
you
can play this game if McCall's out. I think you can't go near it. I think that this is
you don't
there's
think
too
you
much
can
unknown.
Go near it?
Yeah, if he's not playing, I can't go near it. I could see Coastal losing.
You could see them losing the game outright.
If he doesn't play, I could.
Yeah.
You just said it. This team pushed Auburn earlier in the year. We'll come back to this one. We need more. You're laying it. Joe says, lay it down, baby. Lay it down.
But I'm not going to play.
Let's go.
That's another. I mean, there's too many 12 o'clock games and early games.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's kind of in the middle. It's like a 2 p.m. Eastern kick. Let's get to the 3:30s here. Iowa State goes on the road to Lubbock to take on Texas Tech, who's got their new coach. He'll be watching up in the press box, who's apparently the greatest coach in the history of high school football in Texas.
Joey McGuire.
McGuire. -10.5 for the Cyclones, Joe. Road favorite in Lubbock.
I want to pull the trigger on Texas Tech here. I really do.
Oh, that means
I was on
to.
Iowa State last week. That's where we went head-to-head last week. You bought into Sark. But I'm still
sold
on.
I'll never place a bet on that team again this season.
I'm going to take it with Texas Tech. I think this is a game that Iowa State is not a good road team, right? Their last game they didn't cover. They lost to West Virginia outright.
They did.
Right? So, Tech, Lubbock, I don't love it, but I like them as a live dog here. I'm not sold on this team, Iowa State, on the road. I'm not.
I like the under, Joe, 58.5. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game between Texas Tech and Iowa State this week.
Do you?
Yes, I do. Believe it or not, Joe. I think some lower scoring. That one this week. College football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, channel 159. We come back. We will wrap it up here. We'll give you one more time who we like tonight with Pitt and UNC. Get you ready for tomorrow. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
The Sports Grid TV Network is a new streaming video sports channel for you, dedicated to serving the massive fantasy sports and wagering audience. Sports Grid TV is live, free on Stir TV, with real-time data and expert commentary featuring Pat McAfee, Scott Farrell, Gabe Morenci, Pro Football Doc Dr. David Chow, NFL
This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next-level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next-level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Insider Adam Kaplan and more. Simply download the free Stir app and go to channel 353 to watch Sports Grid and The Winning Edge. That's Sports Grid TV, free on Stir TV, channel 353.
We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year.
Don't believe us?
Never turn us off.
You'll see.
Keep listening to Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Mike Carver and Joe Lisi.
And we are back. College football, full circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. All right, so tomorrow, Joe, we'll go through all the big games. Yep. We, of course, will make our picks, as we do at the end of every week. We'll see how many Joe has tomorrow. Could be 7, could be 8, could be 9, could be 12. We'll see how many games.
12. We usually go between 7 and 8, although the one time we went off the hook with 9. Yes. But
we'll see how many Joe likes tomorrow. We'll just go through it one more time, Joe. So tonight, Pitt, North Carolina, ketchup bottle. Let everybody know again what you like.
Yeah, we're going with Pittsburgh, the more physical team in the interior. Just not sold on the offensive line play for North Carolina here. Sam Howell in a big spot. We'll go with Kenny Pickett and Pat Narduzzi.
Yeah, Pitt 7-2 against the number this year, Joe. The only two times they didn't cover was when the two games they lost outright, which was Western Michigan and Miami. Both were at home, though, at Heinz Field. But when they win, Joe, they cover. So that makes me comfortable with the 6.5 tonight. It just does.
Okay. I mean, we'll know early on. If North Carolina is ripping off runs with Ty Chandler,
it's gonna be a long night.
It's gonna be a long night.
You're right. You'll kind of get a gauge in the first quarter of where the Pittsburgh defense is gonna be. If they're getting in the backfield and they're causing problems right out of the gate, not only is it gonna be probably a good night for the cover, it's gonna be a good night for the under as well. So I think
exactly a bloodbath.
A bloodbath. Tomorrow, I want to give you a fast game here. Maybe a game that's not that big on the board. My Roadrunners of UTSA, -33.5 against Southern Miss. They're 8-1 against the number, tied with Syracuse, best in the country.
Yeah, I would go with Southern Miss here. Didn't Southern Miss?
Oh, come on, Joe. What are you doing? They're my Roadrunners. 33.5, Joe.
All right, lay it.
Chop them off. All right, Joe. Great job, my man. I will talk to you tomorrow. Picks the whole deal. Great job by Andrew Torres. College football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. We'll see you tomorrow.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom. all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.